Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Bill Belichick put out a statement on Friday night saying he has not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. However, I can tell you at least one team has done very initial homework on Belichick and the situation at North Carolina. And anything that Belichick or whoever runs his Instagram is saying to reassure recruits in November really has no bearing on what could happen come January. Go back 2 years. Belichick pursued the Falcons head coaching vacancy. He played the game. He went through the same process as everyone else. Ultimately, he was surprised and embarrassed that they hired Raheem Morris instead. What I can tell you from speaking with people who know Belichick well is this. If Belichick ever returns to the NFL, it will happen in the dark of night. No interviews, no public spectacle, no drawn-out process. Some team will go through the NFL-mandated process, check every box, and then offer the job to Belichick. Unless and until that happens, Rich, we're on to other candidates.
Tom Pelissero over the weekend, which you just heard there. What you couldn't hear was Keith's eye roll.
No.
At the joke.
I mean, just please.
Joke.
This is not, you're not doing yourself any favors.
Coach Who's
Belichick.
That? Belichick.
Oh, Bill. Bill Belichick.
I thought you meant Pelissero.
It's been a wild, tough 2 years for Bill Belichick. This was funny when you saw it, and everybody had the same response to it. And it's not the response that he and Jordan expected.
I'm not sure everybody had the same response.
Well, most people did.
Okay.
It's just one of those, and everybody made the same joke afterwards, and it's like, everybody took to Twitter. It's like, yeah, I also just want to make it clear that, like, I'm not interested in Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I never have been, and sorry. Like, don't come calling. I'm happy here. Like, they don't want you. The NFL has made it pretty clear that they don't want you. Now, 2 years ago, I thought some of those NFL teams were making a mistake. But now, as time has passed, they made the right decision, and your candidacy isn't getting better as you're losing every week in college football, and everything else is a mess, and you have all your buddies down there, and everybody's like scapegoating each other, and it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. And so for you to be like, hey, guys, I'm not going to the Giants, they didn't want you either. It's sad.
So that is also my read on it. I don't think that's everybody's read, and I'll get to Belichick's statement here in a moment. Hour 2, Jones and Keith here on WEI. It's Patriots Monday. We're going to be joined by Hunter Henry. At some point this hour, we'll go to what happened in Week 11 of the NFL coming up at 11:30. Plus, we'll get to the Celtics before the hour is out. I did think it was interesting there, Pelissero, and he said it very matter-of-factly, but he's like, Bill was embarrassed by the way the Falcons coaching search went.
Yeah.
And that it was so public and that he didn't get the job and Raheem Morris got it. That's the word he used. He said Bill was embarrassed. So I found that to be interesting reporting, if you will, from Pelissero. I guess I'm not surprised, but the way he just kind of plugged that in there so nonchalantly, I think gave you a view on how Bill feels about it. His statement after, well, he was asked about it in his press conference. This is the other thing that I don't know that everybody gets. He had already said at his press conference earlier in the week, he's like, well, I'm focused on Wake Forest. Like, he got the question from whoever, probably the guy from WRAL down there.
Yeah, yeah.
He got the question. He's like, yeah, no, I'm focused on this and this week's matchup. Bill's done that a million different times. How many times has Bill had outside stories going on and he just slaps it down real quick with, we're focused on this. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to whatever.
I would say more than that.
And he doesn't put out a statement on it, which
is wild. A couple times a year.
Yeah. All the time when he was head coach of the Patriots. I'm sure it's happened quite a bit at UNC as well. Although he might be setting a personal record for statements at UNC.
It's been definitely a new record for statements.
He said, I have great respect and genuinely care for the Giants organization in both the Mara and Tisch families. The New York Giants played an important role in my life and in my coaching journey.
Nice.
It was a privilege for me to work for the Mara family and be a member of Coach Parcells' staff for over a decade. However, despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Since arriving in Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered. We have tremendous support, blah, 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 blah. We're on to Wake Forest. Bill Belichick, UNC head football coach, which I
I think I made a statement about that today.
Yeah, there you go. Leave it at that. Hey, Stacey, here's the statement. Go read that.
Statements out there.
So, honestly, I thought this was fake when I saw the statement at first.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I did not think this was a real statement.
No, it sounds fake.
It is a real statement from Bill. And I think some, like Pelissero, he said it in that clip. Oh, well, this is about recruiting and just reassuring recruits that they're staying committed, and that's what this is. I'm with you, Keith. That's not what this is.
No.
He's probably hoping to get the Giants job. He found out through back channels they're not interested, which I thought they might have been. I was wrong about that. I thought they might have some interest in Bill and bring him back the glory days, and it's gone so miserably there that maybe they could save some face with their fan base by bringing him in. I was wrong, because clearly they have no interest in him.
Nobody does.
That's where the report, or the statement, rather, came from.
Yeah, nobody does. He was willing to take the Falcons job. He wanted the Atlanta Falcons job. So obviously he wants the Giants job. That's no surprise. So then when it opens up, I mean, people speculate all kinds of names. I mean, I think every year there, like Bill Cowher, remember when he was on like CBS, like you, a job opens up and you're like, all right, like who was a coach? Like, oh, Gruden and Cowher and like all these guys and a couple of college coaches, whatever it might be. And I think it's really just that connection though that he has to the Giants, because when the Titans job opened up, I don't think there was a single person out there that even put him on there, because he's not next in line or going to get back in line to be an NFL head coach. There's so many, there's too many things working against him. Like his age is one of them, which worked against him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
His, so obviously hasn't gotten better.
His lack of success since like 2019
is also a factor.
You know, I would say that probably hurts him. They made the playoffs in 2021, so maybe I shouldn't say since 2019.
But like the stories,
but that was the exception to the, since Brady left, that's the exception to the rule.
But even, you know, like how he developed or didn't develop Mac Jones is going to be held against him. And you see Mac Jones is kind of serviceable with Kyle Shanahan, and he looked like he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league with Bill. And so what team, like that's what we were talking about when the Giants fired him, is like, you're going to tell Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and Malik Nabers, like, here comes Bill.
Yep.
Like, I don't think that's going to work. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of this stuff has been pretty sad, really. I mean, the most successful NFL head coach of all time, and it's just like one story after the next, and they're all pretty embarrassing. And this is one where you, like, you insert yourself and you're like, guys, I'm not interested in the Giants job. It's like, they're not interested in you. You don't need to say this.
So now
I think it looks worse. You're right. Maybe there are a few people that are like, he's just doing this for recruits. Please. I don't think he's doing that. I don't think he's going to be there next year. What is he worried about recruits for?
Twitch chat. It's a lose-lose for Bill, no matter what happens. Well, I agree. He goes to college.
It's been a
lose-lose for Bill all the way around. While Mac Jones, as you just said, is playing serviceably. I think that's the right way to say
serviceable.
It. Like, they look better with Purdy yesterday.
Yeah.
Immediately, like George Kittle gets back in the end zone and their offense looks better without Mac Jones. But Mac has looked serviceable in San Fran. That's a bad look for Bill. The fact that he lost again to Wake Forest, non-competitive. The fact that he's a big giant baby. Did you see this? The handshake after the game or lack thereof?
Yep.
So, like, it is Bill being in college football is a lose for him.
There was a good response. Losses. They were down, I think it was at fourth quarter, or maybe it was third. I think it was fourth quarter. They were down 21-9. And he kicks the field goal, and all these people on Twitter are losing their mind. Like North Carolina fans, they're like, great, this two-possession game is now two possessions. Like, thanks a lot, Bill. Like, that was great. No, but yeah, they're mad. Their team lost again. They have two games left.
But Bill
probably won't be bowl eligible.
Bill had games like that at the end here in New England.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, slow playing it to just not get blown out.
Right. Like,
remember?
Yeah.
There was a game against the Chiefs. And was it Zappy or Mac? I don't even remember it.
They're like, let's get going here.
But there was a game where they were just, you could just tell. Bill was like, I just don't want to get blown out. I'm just trying to save face. I'm not trying to win a football game.
They try to cover.
I'm just trying to save face. Well, they didn't cover against Wake Forest this weekend.
No, they didn't.
So I think some of that's going on with him where he's just in damage control. But I thought there was a chance the Giants would show interest in Bill because of the relationship between he and Mara.
I didn't, just because of Judge and Daboll.
I didn't think it would work. Like,
No. I think we've all moved past that.
I didn't think it would come close to working in the NFL, but I don't know. Pete Carroll got brought in off ice to to take the Raiders job. Like, crazy hires happen.
Also not helping Bill's case.
No, but crazy hires happen all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought there was a chance because of their personal relationship.
Oh, Jeff Saturday, Antonio Pierce. There's been some weird ones.
And let's face it, Bill's buyout at North Carolina is $1 million for a reason. Yeah. He would run to that job.
Yeah.
Him saying he wouldn't take it and he's committed to North Carolina is nonsense. That's a lie. He would take that job in a heartbeat. They don't want him. And so I thought there was a chance they would. I was wrong about that. No, at no moment did I think it would work if he went back to the NFL. Yeah. He can't salvage a middle-of-the-pack ACC team.
Also, for those that say this is definitely about recruits, I mean, maybe there's a recruit out there that is committed to him and is going to stay with him and believes it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's also the world of college football. I mean, I would almost go the other way. When somebody's so emphatic about something, I just think of Nick Saban screaming about how he's not going to Alabama. Well, he goes to Alabama. Or anytime Bobby Petrino opened his mouth. Or, like, there are so many examples of guys getting, like, doing too much, and that's what they're doing. And, like, you really trust this guy? They leave in the middle of the night, these college football coaches. So I wouldn't believe that for a second. And you can just talk to all the recruits personally and tell them that you're not going anywhere. Or you answer the question at the press conference and then move on. And then you say, yeah, we're on to Wake Forest, or whatever corny thing you want to say. The statements have gotten out of control. And it's like that feels like a Jordan thing, right? Where she's all about social media. She's all about all stuff.
And referenced that too. He's like, Bill, yeah, or whoever runs his social media.
Right. I think she's like, this is what we need. Like, every response is, let's get that North Carolina letterhead and, like, let's make a cool graphic. Because as we know, she's fluent in Adobe Photoshop.
That's
so she
true.
Can make a statement with the best of them.
She's quite good at it.
And but that's, like, what you're getting. It's been, for a guy that hates distractions, his whole season's been a distraction.
Well, and the whole thing, too. His whole thing's ignore the noise.
So if you're, he's brought on the noise.
Well, and if you're linked to a job where, by the way, who credibly linked him to the Giants? Like, we speculated about that. I wouldn't call that credible.
No, I don't think anybody.
Who credibly linked him to the Giants? It's not like Schefter was like, he's talking to the Giants. There was nothing credible out there.
Good point.
So, like,
yeah, it was all just like made
up. It would be so easy for Bill to ignore it. Like, guys, I don't know what's being reported out there. Yeah. Is there even a report? Like, I'm just focused on Wake Forest. For a guy who ignores the noise, this is a very odd statement. It's not about recruiting. I don't think it's about recruiting.
No,
you go to the recruits. Well, who's even reporting that? Like, what is this, on message boards somewhere?
Yeah, like, I'm here.
Was this a Twitter egg?
Right.
Jones and Keefe were talking about it? Like, who credibly reported this? Bill doesn't need to put out a statement.
I mean, he's going to be more concerned about North Carolina being like, you're done.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're more likely to fire him than he is to leave for the NFL.
Now, tell me how you square this away, Keith.
All right.
Diana Russini, your girl.
Yeah.
I'm told Bill Belichick was never on the Giants' radar regarding the team's head coaching vacancy.
Maybe he was.
Something that was true well before his statement Friday night, disavowing interest in any NFL job. So,
I tend to believe her, but she has a shaky hit rate. Yeah,
he might be top of their search list.
Yeah,
change the odds.
He might be their guy. Look for him next year. No, I mean, out of the three scenarios, I guess four scenarios: is he in the NFL? Is he at North Carolina? Is he out of coaching? Or I guess you could hypothetically say another college job. Those are the four really only options. I think the most likely for next year is he's just not coaching anywhere. Right? Like, I don't think he's back in North Carolina.
No.
I certainly don't think he's in the NFL. That'd be the last thing I would pick.
I believe he has to win out to be bowl eligible, right? They have two more games left.
Two games left.
So he has to win out to be bowl eligible. I'd imagine if they're eligible, they're going to get picked for a bowl game.
Definitely they would get picked.
You're not going to turn your back on Bill, I don't think, in that situation, just for the marketing aspect of it. Maybe Jordan stomps around the sidelines at the Wasabi Bowl at Fenway Park or
so
whatever.
They got Duke and NC State. So yeah, Duke is also like 500.
They're not
going to
be Duke.
Well, Duke's 500.
They're not going to be Duke.
Same with NC State. Although NC State beat Georgia Tech, but both teams are 5-5. So I don't think it's, it doesn't have that much of an uphill climb, but he has to win out.
Yeah.
Right? Like if he splits, then he's worse than the team was a year ago. They're not going to the Fenway Bowl. And yeah, it's a disaster.
I'm not surprised they lost to Wake. I mean,
Duke's going to beat them.
Yeah.
Duke has like a good quarterback.
That's what I think too. And Wake is like an actual middle of the ACC type of team, right?
Yeah, right.
Were they ranked this week? I forget. Did they sneak in? Where is Wake? Or have they been ranked at other points this year? Okay, but maybe they've been ranked earlier in the year.
Yeah, they're 7-3, so they're knocking on the door.
But they're like an actual middle of the ACC team. Bill took over a middle of the ACC team and has turned it into a basement ACC team.
He's made them worse.
I guess
they're not as bad as BC.
Basement is BC.
No, BC is the basement. That is holy mackerel.
They almost got a win, though, over Georgia Tech. You see that?
They did. They were real frisky with Georgia Tech.
Frisky.
Unfortunately, we're not able to hold on, and they lost that one. Like, they've lost really all of them.
So I guess that's the true basement of the ACC. Yeah. But Bill took over what was a mid-tier ACC program that typically made bowl games with Mack Brown, and he turned it into what it's been. But he has no interest in the NFL, Keith. Don't even ask him, because he is locked in and committed at UNC. Even though his buyout is $1 million, he's totally committed.
Yeah. I was going to say, it looks like they've scored the fewest points in conference, I think.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they're not great.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I mean, BC, for as bad as they've been, they put up 34, whatever it was, on Georgia Tech this weekend.
True.
That's 3 weeks for Gio Lopez and UNC.
That is true.
617-779-7937. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. You want to talk Bill Belichick, his kind of out-of-nowhere statement about the Giants vacancy and his lack of interest in that, you can. We'll get to the Celtics later on this hour. We'll also get to week 11 of the NFL. What happened?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.